Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches know when it's time to change course. Have you been feeling out of sorts lately? Or you just don't feel like you're on task or on purpose? So I have 3 insights to help you with that. The first one is double-check your choice of direction. When we talk about direction, let's begin with a quote from The Charge of the Goddess, written by Doreen Valiente in The Voice of the Goddess. Keep pure your highest ideal. Strive ever toward it. Let naught stop you or turn you aside. And what I get from this quote is you have to keep adjusting your course to keep living aligned with your highest ideals. So when do we know when to change? It's when we feel out of sorts or just not like ourselves. So instead of just suffering with that, look on it as the door opening for you to start reflecting and understanding different aspects of your true path. It's a process that can include prayer to the gods, ritual, conversations with elders, and meditation sessions. Let's go back to Doreen's quote. Keep pure your highest ideal. Strive ever toward it. Let not stop you or turn you aside. In order to keep pure your highest ideal, you need to keep going in that direction. I'll give you an example. A ship on a sea will go towards its destination, but the sea knocks it off its course with every wave, and the captain has to adjust back on course. In your life, you may have made certain choices, or maybe an event has knocked you off your game. But as you look at your current circumstances, you can ask this question. Am I really going in the direction of my highest ideal? Another example could be a poet. And let's say the poet's highest ideal is to do poetry. But life has other plans. He needs to pay rent, pay for groceries, and so forth. So he needs to do a rent job instead of doing poetry all the time. But that doesn't mean that he stops doing poetry. He can still do poetry on the side and keep to his highest ideal. That's an example of something in the mundane world. Now we're going to move to insight number 2. Look for your spiritual highest ideal. So let me ask you, what do you personally feel is your spiritual highest ideal? It may be different for everyone. For me, it includes being close to the gods and being close to nature and the natural cycles of the moon and the sun. In conversations I've had with friends, these are some of the things that they had as highest ideals. Love, compassion, strength, courage, empathy, wisdom, loyalty, and persistence, and so many more. In my belief in reincarnation, you may be set on a particular path with a couple of specific focus points. For example, if someone wanted to learn compassion so they can create a solid foundation for themselves before they can give it to others. My point is when we talk about keeping pure your highest ideal, we need to pay attention to the specifics. And this leads us into our 3rd insight. Ask the gods for help in letting go of distractions. Let's say someone on the spiritual level would like to demonstrate more kindness and compassion. This person might need to let go of certain distractions. One example I can give is you're watching the news late at night, and on that news, there was a lot of troubling situations that were going on that day. And when you go to bed, you have trouble sleeping. So the next day, you're edgy and grumpy, and this provides distractions that can derail your highest ideal. And we've been talking about the ideal of demonstrating kindness and compassion. At this point, it'd be great to ask the gods for help. They can help you by identifying the distractions in your life. You can do meditation or prayers and listen to see what the answers can be. And be sure that you pay attention to all the clues that the gods give you in everyday clues. In the mundane world, You might see certain things repeated over and over again. When I say repetition, I mean you get an email about getting better sleep. Next, you see a video suggestion on YouTube about how to get better sleep. And then a family member calls you on the phone and talks to you about getting better sleep. This can be a way of the gods showing us clues that we need to pay attention to. Suffering from lack of sleep can be a terrible distraction. So let's remember, we're invited to keep pure our highest ideal. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, double-check your choice of direction. Number two, look for your spiritual highest ideal. And number three, ask the gods for help in letting go of distractions. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at goddesshasyourback.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.